The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to just reflect upon the sort of qualifications that the Bible gives us for those who should be in leadership, and specifically eldership. One of the things that pastors and leaders get involved in is the appointment of new people, people to step up into senior leadership roles. And it's a very, very important part of leadership to recommend to the people of God those who you feel God is calling and is equipping and enabling to enter into leadership position. The first thing that I believe is very important is that we must be those who are living the role. It would be very easy to lay down qualifications, characteristics, the sort of gifting, the sort of thing that you're looking for in others, and not be doing that yourself. It's an opportunity when you're looking for new elders within your church situation. It's an opportunity, first of all, to ask God to just check you out. Are you living? Are you an example to the people of God concerning what you feel is appropriate to look for in the life of new people? The second thing that I believe is very important is that there needs to be a real sense of the call of God. Any position, whatever position, evangelists, prophets, pastors, teachers, apostolic figures, leaders of worship, there needs to be a real sense God has called someone to that place. And it's good to hear people give testimony as to how they believe that call of God is upon their life. But the call of God is not just something that someone says, I feel called and this is how I felt called, this is why I feel called. We know that in terms of God's work, God's people will recognize the gifting, recognize the calling upon others. It's very interesting. It wasn't about elders, but in Acts chapter 6, when they have the crisis with the widows and the feeding of the widows, and they look to appoint people to look after the widows, I notice a number of things. I notice that the qualifications are spiritual. It's not looking for people who've got a good business sense and good administrative whatever. Primarily, it's about people full of the Holy Spirit and faith. But then I notice that the apostles say, you look out among you. In other words, they didn't actually recommend certain people, but what they said to the people was, see what God is doing among you. Who do you perceive among you to be full of the Holy Spirit and faith? When people say, I'm called, it's good for God's people to say, yes, we recognize that call, we see that call. Now, sadly, if sometimes people look and say, well, we don't see that. We're not trying to be obstructive, we're not trying to make problems for you, but we just don't see evidence of that call in your life. We need to be brave and we need to say that's how it is. There needs to be a recognition of the call. It needs to be clear to the people of God as well as to those who are responding. And then we do have certain clear qualities, characteristics that the Bible says these need to be present. Faithful to one's wife, handling the family well, not given to drunkenness or violence, above reproach, not a recent convert, someone who has a good reputation within the people of God. These things are important. And scripture also talks about people who are not ruled by money, but that money is not a major problem in this person's life. And we could go through all of these, but I think it's just important in summary to say that someone who is being called to leadership must also be demonstrating that in a good marriage. If your marriage is totally falling apart and you're just a public figure who says all the right things, but in the home there's no evidence of the grace of God and the love of God and mutual respect and understanding, then you are not going to be fit for leadership. And it's not just your wife, your husband. It's also very much to do with the way your children are managed. You won't manage your children better than you manage the household of God. We learn from our children how to manage, how to discipline, how to correct, how to bless. And that's what we need to do ultimately with the household of God. Money again, it's a clear issue. If we're being troubled by money, if we have money problems, we're not going to be best equipped to be a leader in the house of God. So these are some thoughts for those of you involved in the whole process of appointing and choosing others to lead in the house of God with you. It's a very responsible task. God will show us and help us. Let's be examples ourselves, and let's look for others that God is clearly blessing and equipping for this role. Then it will work well. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.